All right, so we're in the kitchen now. I'm just going to make just some lemongrass and chili chicken. And what we're going to do is we're just going to put some things in a mortar and pestle, bash it all up, and then marinate it for a bit.
Those smells are already in the air, aren't they? So beautiful. What are some of the ingredients you have here?
So we've got some chopped chili, garlic, and some lemongrass.
You eat chili, John?
I do, yeah.
You do?
So you've actually... You're adding more chili there?
Yeah.
So you like it spicy?
We like it spicy, yeah. So we'll just pop this all into the mortar and pestle. So the chili, the garlic, the lemongrass. So we got a little bit of sugar that we put into the mortar and pestle as well. I'll bash that up first. Put in a bit of fish sauce as well. And we'll just mash that up again, just to give it a bit of liquid as well.
Where did you learn how to cook, Min?
Mum, TV shows. I actually didn't cook Vietnamese. It was mostly all Italian food and Aussie food, you know. I like to always explore Aussie food. Like just last week, I had curried sausages for the first time, you know.
How good are curried sausages?
Pretty awesome, mate. Pretty awesome. Now we'll just add in the chicken.
You've got the thighs of the chicken here?
I've got chicken thighs here that I've just cut up into little pieces. You can either stir fry this. Usually for me, I put these on skewers. And I'll put them on the barbecue and on the coal. Has to be the coal. Yeah, yeah.
And those smells, does it remind you of anything when you smell it?
For me, yeah. Mum's cooking when I was younger. She used to make, she whipped this up quick after schools, you know. After school, she'd make something real quick and that's what we eat.
This kind of thing?
This kind of thing, yeah. It was never... Oh, I did end up in KFC and Macca's a lot. Mum worked, she did work a lot of hours, but this is just, when she got home, this is what she cooked for us to eat at night.
Yeah.
She made sure that we ate Vietnamese food.
And you grew up in Melbourne?
I grew up in Melbourne, yeah. I was born in Malaysia, refugee camp. I was there for 4 months, just after the war there.
Yeah.
Flew to Tassie via Qantas and not via boat. Tassie for 2 years and the rest of my life in Melbourne. I've been in the Territory now for 5 years.
And what brings you to the Territory?
Ah, the fishing.
Are you serious with that?
Yeah, I love the fishing. Yeah, I did.
So tell me about the business here, because I think it's a brave thing for anyone to come to a new town and start a new business.
We noticed up here that we're still pretty fairly far behind on the rest of the country. So we thought, share the food with the people, you know, and I guess that's what's happened.
Well, if I could describe the arcade that we're in, when I was a kid, this arcade was bustling, and now it's like a graveyard. There's just nothing open. But you're here. Well, what on earth gave you the courage to say, yep, it's time to go into that barren arcade and start a restaurant?
I guess the landlord was pretty good about it all. I mean, they gave us, you know, a pretty good deal. I guess we had nothing to lose, really. I mean, it took a year for us to get our name out there. I think Darwin is... It's all about word of mouth. I think the number one thing is to try to cook the best thing that you can. You should never skimp on your food, you know, because that's everything, you know. We all eat with our emotions, so, you know, you want to feel good when you eat something, and that's what we try to aim to achieve, I suppose, yeah.
What was the original story behind the name Three Mums?
Yeah, so it was three of us joining together, and... it was three of our mum's recipes. So we'd ask each mum, you know, how do you cook this, how do you cook that? And then put it all together in one, different techniques or different secret ingredients and things like that. And mine is the MSG. That's all we do here.
So what's your favourite meal to cook?
I love my pastas. I do. Vietnamese food, I would have to say spicy beef soup.
Yeah.
That's mine. I'll eat that every day in Vietnam for breakfast.
What's in spicy beef soup?
So it's... pork and beef bones that you simmer, and it's got your lemongrasses, your ginger, your garlic, and lime leaves and things like that. So it's a much darker soup than a pho. Usually that you have like oxtail and things like that, but here in Australia, people aren't really open to all that at the moment. So we just use like brisket and pork shoulder. And normally there's a ham in there. There's a ham that I like that comes from Hue, which is in the middle of Vietnam. And that ham has cinnamon in it. So it's flavoured with cinnamon, and that ham in that soup just works. Yeah, that's why I love it.
All right, now we are over an industrial-sized gas burner out the back of the restaurant. A lot of heat coming off that gas stove already.
So we'll just pop the onion in.
And when your mum's here visiting from Melbourne at the moment, you've got her at work stocking the fridge at the moment. Is your mum doing some cooking while she's here?
Mum, not here.
Yeah, she's coming to check in on me and
hello.
That's Joe, and that's Tweet.
So nice to meet you, Tweet.
Me too.
How about your son? How's he going?
Yeah, I think he's going well.
So when you first came into the restaurant here, what did you think?
When I come here, a little bit surprised because I see everywhere, you know.
Everywhere closed?
Yeah, and not too many people because I come here on Sunday. So he bring me here. I said, oh my God, how can you, you know. And then the next day when I come in, I said, oh, very good. So I'm so proud. Yeah.
And lots of people are coming through?
Yeah.
They're your recipes as well?
Yeah.
So when he was a kid and growing up, did you think one day he'll be a chef and running a successful business?
I think so, because he likes cooking. And, you know, I have 4 children, 3 girls, only 1 boy, but he always with me, you know.
Yeah.
He said, teach me this one, so why you put this one, that one, yeah? And he loves food. So I think, yeah, I want him to learn everything from me, because my daughter, they don't want much to, they like to eat, but they don't want to cook much, you know. Only him. He likes to cook. I said, okay. I teach what I have, you know, what I know.
So. Min said that one of his favorite things to cook is pasta. What's your favorite thing to cook?
I like to cook barbecue, you know, pork chop or chicken because they love it. Mm. Or my rice, you know, Vietnamese fried rice or, yeah. I try everything for them to eat. Yeah.
Min said that you always made sure that they ate Vietnamese food when they were kids. Why?
Because for me, I like it because my food, I think, more healthy. Yeah, because they eat fast food outside, so not very good for them. Even I go to work, still, I bring it home, must eat. When I come home, I check, still there, they have to.
Are you still like that now as a mother for your old children?
Yeah. Even I come here every day, I ring home, I do eat. And I ready 1 week food on the fridge for them before I come here. And then after that, my sister come look after them.
So what do you think when you see the business name, Three Mums? How do you feel?
I feel very happy because I asked him before, you know, what name? And after I said, I put Three Mums. I said, oh. Even my husband always said, Your son love you so much. But he my lovely son.